Why Size Matters: Childhood and Adolescent Sexuality. Written by Calvin A. Colarusso, M.D. Read by Ken Maxson. Published by True Nature Productions. Copyright 2012 by Calvin A. Colarusso, M.D. All rights reserved. Introduction. The nature of sexuality in childhood is often a mystery to adults. The nature of sexuality in adolescence is all too obvious. There is a direct connection between sexual development in early childhood, the elementary school years, and adolescence, and normal or pathologic sexuality in adulthood. In this ebook, I will focus my attention on providing adults with a clear and concise understanding of the various developmental steps underlying sexual identity and behavior that begin at birth and continue throughout the remainder of childhood and adolescence, indeed, throughout the rest of life. This information and suggestions about how to use it will allow involved adults to promote healthy sexual development in children and adolescents. I assure you, our explanation of the infantile mind will not be boring. Sexual development in infancy. Core gender identity. At the moment of birth, all eyes are riveted on the genital area, ready to exclaim, "It's a boy," or "It's a girl." Instantly, powerful conscious and unconscious forces are set in motion in the parents that cause them to continually bombard the infant with the message, "You are a girl," or "You are a boy." This is exactly what is happening when the proud father brings a ballerina doll or a football to the hospital for his particularly precious newborn. Sexual identity is being assigned. Sexual awareness in the first year of life is not very evident or obvious. Yet the infant is developing what psychoanalytic researcher Robert Stoller, 1968, called core gender identity, the basic, primitive sense of oneself as male or female that is the foundation on which later sexual attitudes and understanding are built. This is a complex phenomenon that results from a confluence of biological, environmental, and psychological factors and attitudes. The process begins in utero, stimulated by the mixture of male and female hormones that influence the development of the body and the brain, and determine the appearance of the external genitalia. As just described, when the external genitalia are clearly of one sex or the other, the child is immediately assigned to one sex or the other. Under normal circumstances, this process continues into the second year of life, resulting by 18 months in a deeply ingrained, unalterable sense of maleness or femaleness. When a child is born with indiscriminate genitals, research has indicated that the child can successfully be designated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?